It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, we got the playoffs going on. I think I'm gonna end up pressing on this one real quick before we get back to the Deshaun thing. My basic thing is the Tigers better take this game, because if this thing goes three, they got no chance.
And I would agree right there. And they're struggling right now defensively. Tie ball game 1-1, and defense wins baseball games.
So we'll keep you guys up to the latest with that. As again, this is a huge spot for them. See if the Tigers can get that dub. I'm emotionally dead inside, but I'm loving every second of this. As we had the conversation about Deshaun, and do you guys think Deshaun is on the cusp of a breakout game? I think that might be the thing that elevates them. And I think, like, we talk about bad mojo. We talk about bad vibes in the clubhouse. When your quarterback bails you out, the pressure that it takes off, knowing that that's a possibility, because there really hasn't been a game that you can look back and go, you know, like the Tennessee and Arizona games were his best games last year. And the Baltimore second half, great in the second half. Those were also electric level defensive performances on all, you know, the Tennessee and Arizona games weren't close. The Baltimore game was, your defense was spotless in the second half. I think that informs, like, whether it's this Washington game, when Deshaun single-handedly goes out there and wins a game, I think it'll be one of the most important things for that locker room, and the psyche of fans who might be on the fence about him, might be leaning negative about him, or just haven't made up their mind on him.
Well, I think it would be great if you look at the defensive side first, and if they play strong and hard on Sunday, and it gives Deshaun that chance to just guide this team to a victory. They come back home, then they go back on the road. You look at this group and it says, okay, Deshaun Watson, you're our man again. Continue to lead.
That guy in Cleveland saying, I think we're getting closer to seeing a breakout game type scenario for Deshaun. If he breaks 200 yards passing in this game with a pair of TDs, then I think we could be there. At some point it's bound to happen, but I hope it happens sooner rather than later. If it's just 200 yards, he was there. If it's 200 yards and a pair of TDs, that's what he did against the Raiders. I have said, though, and I will continue to say, I think for people either already leaning negative with Deshaun or who have already decided that they're out on him, I do think it's more than one game. Like, I think he's and maybe the Raiders is going to be part of this. Maybe we'll look at that as like the first domino to fall towards Deshaun getting back to being Deshaun. But I do think, like, for me, if he goes out there, and let's say we get to 230-plus, multiple touchdowns, you stack that with the Commanders game, I'm going to start to – oh, and you get the win, because the win is a big part of this. All of a sudden, you go into that Eagles game, you're like, okay, what more can I get here? Because they've got a quarterback that's struggling. Now you got a game where maybe you feel like it's more winnable. But I think that's, to me, you get to 230, multiple touchdowns, and now I think you're talking about that. That's you're probably carrying the offense, or maybe at least opening up some different opportunities with a run game, given that kind of performance from Deshaun.
So when I'm looking at this from a stat perspective, you know, take away everything else, I feel the 250 mark, that for me is a benchmark, you know, and you get the couple touchdowns. So we would have saw that this past Sunday. You know, you give the 82-yard touchdown, and even the drop pass that Amari had earlier, that puts him at like 260, 270, somewhere in there with two touchdowns. And for me, when you have those type of numbers, it is a confidence factor. And I go back right now listening to it, just me being a player, as a former baseball player, and that competitive edge and that nature of wanting to do great for yourself. You know, and then on top of that, being selfish. And I'm not saying Deshaun Watson is selfish by any means, but what he is he's being selfish for this team because he wants to win. He doesn't care about the stats. He can throw the stats away. He says, I want dubs. That's what's going to make this team better.
Well, it's funny you say that. We're actually going to play Deshaun here. And he was asked about how he's feeling and then the importance of stats. These are the first and third question. We kind of combined it into one answer here. Here's Deshaun from today.
Every week is a step forward. So the more I'm out there, the better I'm going to get, and the better I'll be, and the more confident I'll be. I don't care about the stats. I just want to win. So none of that stuff matters.
He said that previously, and fans, I don't want to say fans, some media members were like, well, you better care about the stats, 230 million. No, I think you're also starting to hear a better perspective from Deshaun from week to week. That indicates confidence. And to me, that indicates confidence and settling in a way that, again, I do think portrays, foreshadows what I want to say, that we could be on the cusp of something if he can just stay on the damn field.
Well, and I think looking at this from an outside perspective, I didn't grow up in Cleveland, but I know how Cleveland fans are, especially when you look at the Browns fans. They are huge. They love their team. They will do anything for this team, win or lose. But they also look at it that they're tired of losing. So from a player perspective, Deshaun Watson is more comfortable. He is talking to the media constantly. He knows that it's an uphill battle, but he is willing to take that challenge on. That's what I like about NFL players and MLB players and NBA players, is they have the pride and the right to go out there and compete at a high level.
Even if it's not on every play, Jason, the eye test is telling me he's not far off. I think what's so important, because the eye test is subjective. So, and I think we've seen this 100 times. Two people who have very different feelings about the most important part of this, which is quarterback play, watch the same game and have different takes on it. So you almost need something incontrovertible. And so, while personally for me, as long as he's continues to make plays, whether they're called back for holding or drops or whatever, as long as he's making plays and I can see that he's doing that, I'm going to have a growing confidence in him. I don't think that's enough, though. And I think we're to the point of the season where I probably previously was going to give him 8 weeks, right? If the defense was...
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's elite. They're not. They are giving up a lot of plays. They're talking a lot. They think they're better than they are right now, and it's apparent. And by the way, it's not because Deshaun's not keeping the offense on the field. That doesn't impact tackling. It doesn't. It doesn't impact things like focus. It doesn't impact things on like how far do you line up off the line of scrimmage. So as much as I look at this and go, well, the eye test is telling me we're not that far off, I think he needs that game that is going to set people down and go, oh, okay, that was three big plays. And I do think, like, if you notice the through line through the first couple games, the plays that people are sticking on, it's the fourth and one play. The Jordan Akins, is he a decoy? Is he not a play? You know, it is the third down sack against Jacksonville, which gave Jacksonville an opportunity. It's him throwing the ball when he should have taken a sack. Like, it's these kind of things that it's one play at the end of every game that people are holding on to. To me, that informs it's not just give me those stats, whether it's 230 or 250 and two tuts or more. It's also, are you making plays late in game? They don't have a closer. Their defense, the longer they're out there, you can see teams chip away at them. That was a problem. Putting teams away was even a problem last year. If Deshaun can make those plays, especially late in the second half, the game-winning plays, I think those are the things. Game-winning plays, the eye test, plus yardage, plus TDs, that's when I think all of a sudden minds start to change here about, for anybody out there that might be expecting Deshaun to fail still.
Well, and those game-changing plays, could take place in the second quarter. Could take place in the third quarter. You know, for us, looking at this from a fan perspective, is when is it going to happen? If the defense checks up a little bit more, right, and they do a little bump at the line, that might change the whole perspective and the outcome of what the game looks like. If they're constantly 10 yards deep and allowing that cushion to happen and getting these 5 to 7 yard little dump passes and then allowing the wide receivers to use their speed to their advantage, that's not good for the defense, and it doesn't help the offense either.
216-474-0092. What does a Deshaun Watson breakout game look like for you guys? I think we're past the eye test, which is good. Like, if we were talking about the eye test and for that Chargers game, the last game before the bye week, you're probably up you-know-what creek. But I think, you know, it's always, I think, and here's the other thing. It's also to the level that this has gotten, like, it's toxic for a lot of Browns fans. It's toxic to talk about this with some Browns fans, which I'm not used to. Like, we all love this team so much. Even if we disagree, it's been very respectful. It has gotten to a level of disrespect for, like, between people that I think you need something incontrovertible, something that everyone can look at and go, this is what it is. And that does start with yardage, as you and I've got 230 yards plus, multiple touchdowns. And I think being able to say Deshaun won you that game, I think goes a long way. What does a Deshaun breakout game look like? We got the 5 at 5 next, including more from Deshaun Watson on 92.3 The Fan. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.